This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Are you concerned about today's rising interest rates and how they can affect your farming business? Let Farm Credit Services of Illinois help manage today's interest rate risks. At Farm Credit, you have a choice when it comes to choosing interest rate products. Instead of dealing with the uncertainty of an adjustable or variable rate loan, a long-term fixed rate product can minimize the long-term interest expense for your farm. Plus, Farm Credit's team of loan professionals will explain the products available for your farming business, all designed with your cash flow in mind. So whether you choose a 7, 10, or 20-year product, a long-term fixed rate can be your hedge against a rising interest rate market. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for information on long-term fixed-rate products to fit your farming business, or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was 417 and three quarters, up 5 3/4. March corn, 426 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. May corn, 434 and three quarters, up 5 1/2. January soybeans were 1276 and a quarter, down 11 1/4. March soybeans, 1264 and a quarter, down 9. May soybeans, 1252 and 3/4, down 6 3/4. December wheat was 650 and a quarter, up 8. March wheat, 659 and a quarter, up 6 3/4. May wheat, 663 and a quarter, up 7 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and wheat posted gains on technical trading, while soybeans retreated on Monday's gains. In the northern and western part of the state, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 12 cents higher at $3.97 to $4.15. Soybean bids were 9 to 10 cents lower at $12.46 to $12.71. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents higher at $3.96 to $4.13, and soybean bids were 10 to 11 cents lower at $12.61 to $12.76. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 8 cents higher at $3.84 to $4.15. Soybean bids were 9 to 12 cents lower at $12.41 to $12.67, and wheat was 17 to 26 cents higher at $6.26 to $6.47. Now, the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean bids were 11 to 15 cents lower at $12.86 to $12.91. The basis was steady to 4 cents lower at 10 to 15 over the January. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $438.90 to $447.90 per ton, and that was down $6.90, with the basis steady at $30 to $39 over the December. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 3 to 5 cents higher at $423 to $433, with the basis steady to down $3 at $5 to $15 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 9 to 12 cents higher at $4.11 to $4.25, with the basis up 3 to 6 cents at 7 under to 7 over the December. Soybeans ended up down 11 at $12.69 to $12.81. The basis was steady 7 under to 5 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 11 to 16 cents higher at 424 to 433. Soybean prices were mixed with quotations at 1286 to 1296. Soft wheat closed 3 to 5 cents higher at 660 to 661, and Milo ended the day 6 cents higher at 438 to 448. Now on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 392 to 408. Soybeans were 1251 to 1275. In the central part of the state, corn was 399 to 414, and soybeans were 1261 to 1281. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 408 to 432, and soybeans ranged from 1274 to 1279. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle were $130.95, down 95 cents. February live cattle, $131.67, down $1.52. April live cattle, $132.22, down $1.57. November feeder cattle were $164.37, down 47 cents. January feeder cattle, $162.40, down $1.90. March feeder cattle, $162.65, down $1.95. December lean hogs were $85.42, down 17 cents. February lean hogs, $89.90, no change. April lean hogs, $92.75, up 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 19th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 39 cents lower in the range of 76.35 to 79, with the weighted average carcass price of 78.03. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $2 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 65 to 70, 4 to 5 weights at 66 to 72, 5 to 550 weights 68 to 73, and 550 and up 70 to 75. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 55 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,648. And now from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville opening report for November 19th, they had receipts of 384 head. Steers and heifers were $1 to $1.50 lower. Holstein steers were $1 to $1.50 lower as well. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 128 to 132. Select steers were bringing 124 to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 116 to 121.75. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing 128 to 129. And some heavier weights were bringing 128 to 132. Select heifers were bringing 123 to 122. 127. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 127 to 129 and on a dress basis traded at 206. Heifers on a live basis traded at 128 to 130 and on a dress basis at 207. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 391 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $90.96, and that was $1.72 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $199.02, and that was $1.50 lower, with select carcasses at $187.90, and that was $1.81 lower. for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection. Cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000, which compared to 121,000 last week and 131,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 438,000, which compared to 437,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. Now from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction report, they had receipts of 961 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were 675. Large squares, good quality, 60 to 80 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, 3 1/4 to $4 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares, were 710 to 950. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, were 475 to 550. Large rounds were 62.50 a bale. Fair quality mixed grass hay, small squares were $2 to $3.75 a bale, and the large rounds 18 to 30. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, were $3 to $4 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.19. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.16. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.19. December corn delivered to Scottville, $4.10. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.65. December beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.83. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.26. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield or Scottville is $4.19. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.65. And wheat at Scottville is $6.26. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the morning farm show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing a field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Cloudy skies later on today with a slight chance of showers. High temperatures today in the upper 40s. We will have southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, again a chance of a shower. Low temperatures in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies with occasional showers. Highs in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday. Cloudy skies with a chance of a shower once again Friday. Clear and colder Saturday and Sunday. Low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, southeast winds at 11 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady and our temperature 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Frank Lucas, House Agriculture Committee Chairman and leader of the Farm Bill Conference Committee, says Farm Bill leaders need to have a draft of the Farm Bill by the end of this week if it's to become law before the end of the year. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow expressed hope the leaders could release a framework by the end of the week or shortly thereafter. The weekly state crop and weather report came out earlier this week. Severe weather delayed corn and soybean harvest throughout the state last week. Significant storm activity on Sunday brought high winds and tornadoes to several counties. While minimal damage was reported in the southwest, several farmers lost equipment, buildings, and homes in the eastern part of the state. Wind and rain pushed down standing corn and could make final harvest difficult. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.39 inches, 0.27 inches below normal. Temperatures averaged 40.7 degrees, 0.6 degrees below normal. There were 5 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% very short, 17% short, 71% adequate, and 7% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 9% very short, 35% short, 55% adequate, and 1% surplus. Corn harvest was 95% complete compared to 100% last year and the 5-year average of 88%. 98% of the soybean crop has been harvested compared to 100% last year and in line with the 5-year average. 86% of the winter wheat crop has emerged, the same as last year, but above the 5-year average of 84%. The winter wheat crop was rated at 2% poor, 20% fair, 70% good, and 8% excellent. Corn has been on everyone's mind lately with the lower prices and the proposed RFS standards from the EPA. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what's going on in the corn market this week.
Well, the big story this week is probably the corn market, which has broken to new lows this week. There's a lot of different reasons for that. Corn needed strength in soybeans in order to encourage fund managers to go ahead and cover their massive short December futures positions that they'd been writing down now for the last 14, 15 months. And initially we got that, but late last week the soybean market broke lower. That allowed corn to go lower. That was followed by the EPA's announcement of proposal to reduce the renewable fuel standard, which added another bearish tone to it. And many traders overseas, I think in particular, thought that was a reduction in the cap in production rather than a reduction in the minimum blending level. And so it just added to the bearish tone. Well, in doing so then, you throw in rumors of a rejected cargo of corn because of an unapproved GMO trait by China, and that fed the story, and that allowed December corn to drop within a stone's throw of that $4 strike price where there's very heavy option open interest ahead of expiration at the end of this week. And so fund managers jumped on that, and their current goal is to see if they can't get December corn down to $4 by the end of the week when the options expire.
So it seems like we're having a little bit of rough luck on corn this week.
Yeah, it's really the case. And we've seen times where it bounced and there's some bargain hunters come in, and we are seeing good, strong demand on the weaker prices. But when you have projected ending stocks of 1.8 to 1.9 billion bushels, the bears still have the upper hand.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association was in the station. We talked about some upcoming deadlines CDL holders will want to keep in mind.
Yeah, this is called medical certification, part of the process. And again, this is a federal issue, but all the states are required to administer it. If you have a CDL, and there's a couple hundred thousand CDLs in Illinois, you have to have a medical card. And that medical card, if you're not exempt, you've got to have that medical card. You have to show proof of that to the Secretary of State's office. And you have to do it physically. In other words, you have to take that directly to the Secretary of State's driver facility and have them identify it, mark it, and put it next to your name that you show proof of medical card. If you do not do that by January 30th of 2014, you'll have your CDL suspended. this is a federal rule. It's not a state rule. But we know that there are tens of thousands of drivers out there who have not gone to the driver service facility to have that medical card approved and certified. You know, if you go in and you get your a new license and you get a renewal, you're required to show your medical card now. So that's taken care of. But if you haven't shown your medical card, then you need to do this before January 30th or you won't be driving your commercial vehicle.
Very important deadline to keep in mind.
Yes, it is.
January 30th, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Again, that was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.